Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. And coming up this hour, a lot of songs about trains by request. But first, you need to hear a couple of songs from Half the City, the first disc from St. Paul and the Broken Bones, an incredible six-piece band out of Birmingham, Alabama. I first saw them a little over a year ago, and they just blew me away. Paul Janeway, the lead singer, does not look like he should sound like this. Go find a photo after you hear him sing I'm Torn Up on Roots and Branches.
Hello, sweetheart. How's the love going nowadays? Did you find that true love? That one that made you stay? Can I know that you feel so? And I know that you feel so right, but I just got to tell you, I know you miss me. I know you miss me late at night. Had a high standing right there. Just tell him this is your song. You
surprised to find half the city atop a bunch of the best of 2014 lists come year's end. St. Paul and the Broken Bones are wowing everyone that sees them from coast to coast. Not bad for a little band from Birmingham, Alabama, that just blew up out of nowhere. They are the type of group that you see once and then you start telling everyone you know about them. Not long out of college, these young guys are the real deal. Expect to hear from them for years to come. Let's stick with the bluesy stuff for another song, shall we? Something new from Keb Mo before we take a listen to the long-awaited Kelly Willis-Bruce Robinson collaboration. Keb Mo's new one seems custom-built for the cynics out there. The worst is yet to come is the title. This is Keb Mo on Roots and Branches. like we have been waiting forever for Kelly Willis and Bruce Robison to go into the studio and record an album. Guess they've just been too busy raising all their kids to sit down and make music together. But it is finally here. You just heard Motor City Man on Roots and Branches. Before Bruce and Kelly, Keb Moe, and The Worst Is Yet to Come. Still to come this hour, a whole bunch of songs about trains by request. But first, a few more new releases to check out. Colorado-based jam band The String Cheese Incident is celebrating 20 years together by releasing their first new studio album in 9 years. This one is produced by Jerry Harrison of the Talking Heads. This record is a real treat. Very polished versions of songs that fans are going to recognize from shows. Here is the title track, String Cheese Incident and Song in My Head on Roots and Branches.
On the back of the night. so dark and gray, but you've helped me find my way through the wild the wonders of this world. So take me with you now, 'cause I need to show you how
Jarosz and one called Build Me Up From Bones on Roots and Branches. Also the title track from the brand new String Cheese Incident CD. It is Song in My Head, released as the band celebrates their 20th year together. Lots of shows and special stuff planned for the big anniversary year. Their website has all the details. Coming up, songs about trains. And there are so many great ones to choose from. I hope I picked your favorites. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. The U.S. Transcontinental Railroad was completed in 1869 and connected the West to the East by providing a transportation route from California to the Mississippi River. And almost as soon as that last spike was driven into the tracks and the first train rolled over them, musicians began writing songs about the romance of the rails. And even though most of us stick with planes and cars for travel in the U.S. these days, train songs are still being written. Bruce Springsteen had a fabulous one on his last CD, so strong that it was the centerpiece of the shows on his Wrecking Ball tour. This is Land of Hope and Dreams on Roots and Branches.
Some people are saying that I'm crazy, but my real name is just Jesse James. And I left them half-crocked hard knocks in Black Rock County just to ride on the new Delhi train. Riding on that new Delhi freight train.
That one in far too long. It is New Delhi Freight Train, written by Terry Allen and also recorded by Little Feet. But I'm partial to the version by Dr. John Starling, one-time lead singer of the legendary DC bluegrass band The Seldom Seen. Before that, The Land of Hope and Dreams, one of the standout tracks on Bruce Springsteen's Wrecking Ball, and one of the first that came to mind when I thought of train songs for today's program. Speaking of The Seldom Seen, that band has recorded more than one train song over the years. Old Train might be my favorite. It's the title track to their fourth album, which was released in 1974. John Starling was still the lead singer of the group back then, and John Duffy was there doing the high, lonesome harmonies. A lot of fans think that this album is the best of the ones done by the original Scene. All I'm going to say is that Old Train is mighty powerful.
Old train, I can hear your whistle blow, and I won't be jumping on again. Old train, I've been everywhere you go, and I know what lies beyond each bend. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rails. They cry with every mile. I think I'll stay a while. guess you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rails. They cry with every mile. I think I'll stay a while. Old train, I grow weary at the miles, and I'll miss the freedom that was mine. Old train, just to think about those times, I'll smile when you hop on by. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rails, they cry with every mile. I think I'll stay a while.
Can't Stop a Train. You remember when the Derailers stopped by the Roots studio a couple of years ago Actually, it was more than a few years ago at this point. That was a very fun day, and Can't Stop a Train is a wonderful song. It's off the Derailleurs Reverb Deluxe album. Before that, DC's very own Seldom Seen, An Old Train, as we check out some fabulous train songs this hour. The imagery here is so vivid. Don't you just want to put everything down and catch a train ride somewhere, anywhere? All the songs that I've shared so far are by U.S. performers, but our friends to the north know their trains too. Fred Eaglesmith has written several great train songs, and no discussion of railyard classics would be complete without the Canadian Railroad Trilogy by Gordon Lightfoot. That song describes the building of the Canadian Pacific Railway. And there is a story behind that song as well. The song was commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for a special show on January 1, 1967, to start Canada's centennial year. And while the song chronicles the start of the railroad age, it doesn't gloss over all the hardships that came hand in hand with building what Lightfoot calls the iron road running from the sea to the sea. This is the Canadian Railroad Trilogy on Roots and Branches.
There was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real. But time has no beginnings and the history has no bounds. As to this verdant country, they came from all around. They sailed upon her waterways and they walked the forest tall. Built the mines, mills, and the factories for the good of us all. And when the young man's fancy was turned into the spring, the railroad men grew restless for to hear the hammers ring. Their minds were overflowing with the visions of their day, and many a fortune lost and won, and many a debt to pay. For they looked in the future, and what did they see? The sun. Look away, said they, across this mighty land, from the eastern shore to the western strand. Bring in the workers and bring up the rails. We gotta lay down the tracks and tear up the trails. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Open your heart, let the lifeblood flow. Gotta get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Get on our way, cause we're moving too slow. Behind the blue Rockies, the sun is declining. The stars, they come stealing at the close of the day. Across the wide prairie, our loved ones lie sleeping. Beyond the dark oceans, in a place far away, we are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, living on stew and drinking bad whiskey, bending our backs till the long days are done.
We are the navvies who work upon the railway, swinging our hammers in the bright blazing sun, laying down track and building the bridges, bending our backs till the railroad is done. So over the mountains and over the plains, into the Muskeg and into the rain, up the St. Lawrence all the way to Gaspé, swinging our hammers and drawing our pay, laying them in and tying them down, away to the bunkhouse and into the town. A dollar a day and a place for my head, a drink to the living, a toast to the dead. Oh, the song of the future has been sung. All the battles have been won. On the mountain tops we stand, all the world at our command. We have opened up the soil with our teardrops and our toil. Oh, there was a time in this fair land when the railroad did not run, when the wild majestic mountains stood alone against the sun. Long before the white man and long before the wheel, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, when the green dark forest was too silent to be real, and many are the dead men too silent to be real.
Now that is a story. Gordon Lightfoot and the Canadian Railroad Trilogy at Roots and Branches. That song has been made into a children's book with some gorgeous drawings to go along with the story. And when I say story, I don't mean fiction. That is a very good look at the history of the Canadian railroad system. In fact, that song has been used in history lessons in some grade schools in Canada. Now, not every train song has a lot of words to it. Guitarist Pat Metheny has a wonderful instrumental called Last Train Home on One Quiet Night. He proves that you don't need any words to make you feel like you're standing at the edge of the platform, looking down that track, hoping to see some lights approaching. So many train songs, so little time. We will do this again one day. Now, if you've got questions or comments about any of the train songs that you heard today or any of the artists, send them to me. The address is roots@voa.gov. That is R-O-O-T-S at voa.gov. And you can find me on Twitter, too, Catherine Cole. That is K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-C-O-L-E. You can find me on Facebook, too. You have been listening to Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.